the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala was then asked, some of the new Muslims here have a hard time fasting in Ramadan since they are not accustomed to fasting. So what is your advice? What is your advice to the new Muslim who is experiencing his first fast? The Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala, he stated, I advise this person or these individuals that Islam is based upon striving and overcoming the self that inclines toward evil, an-nafsu al-ammaratu bis-su, the self that inclines towards evil. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that if they strive against themselves, they will have a great reward. The reward of accepting Islam and the reward for striving against themselves to carry out this great form of worship. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala, he went on to explain, and he said that the self, it works according to what it is accustomed to. Even the Muslim who is not accustomed, or he has not accustomed himself to obeying Allah and carrying out certain acts of worship, when he does engage in these acts of worship, he finds them heavy upon him initially. But if he accustoms himself to these acts of worship, he becomes accustomed to them, and or he gets used to them, and then they become easier upon him. The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala further went on to say that the soul is like the physical body. The physical body, if it's not accustomed to exercise and it's accustomed to sitting around, initially exercise will be difficult. But if this individual accustoms himself to physical exercise, then he will gradually get used to it. So what is intended here is that if the person begins something that he is not used to, he may initially find it difficult. And due to this fact, from the wisdoms that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the Muslims to do was to fast during Sha'ban, so that the individual accustoms himself to fasting and gets used to it in preparation for Ramadan. Likewise, if the individual throughout the year, if he doesn't stand up at night in prayer, he finds it difficult during Ramadan, during Taraweeh or Qiyam al-Layl. Why? Because he's not accustomed to it. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the intent here is to clarify that the person, he accustoms himself upon obedience to Allah, or he is to accustom himself upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he stated that doing this is from the forms of having patience fi sabilillah, having patience in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which we are commanded with. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Surah Al Asr. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that patience is of different types. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala gave the different types. He stated four types of patience. The first type is patience with regards to obedience. The person is patient in his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one is patience while refraining from sin or disobedience. So the person is patient in his refraining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third type was patience in the face of those things, or with regards to those things that Allah has decreed. And the fourth one was patience in the face of harm in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sabra ala al-adha fi sabilillah. The person has patience with regards to the harm that he may endure whilst on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala further clarified, he said, Jannah, paradise, is not attained easily. And these affairs which Allah has commanded us with, they are not too difficult or burdensome to carry out. Rather, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah has not burdened a soul with that or with more than it could bear. So the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the individual must accustom himself to doing these acts of worship. And fasting is something that the individual is capable of doing. Allah has commanded us with it. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has also stated, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants for you ease, and He does not want al-usra or difficulties or things that are too difficult to carry out. Thus, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala further went on, he said, thus, if it was not possible for us, Allah would not have commanded us with it. So the individual, he must also reflect upon the fruits of fasting and the good deeds which he or the hasanat or the reward which he attains due to this fasting. And also with regards to the reward, he must reflect upon the hadith wherein it's the hadith al-Qudsi, wherein Allah mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah has specified the reward of fasting as being with him. As Allah says, fasting is for me and I reward the person who does so. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ يعني, meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah states that he rewards the fasting person. So that reward is with Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the most generous. So the Muslim, who knows this, he understands that the reward for fasting is an immense reward. And that it is, and knowing this is something that encourages him. And in this encouragement, he strives against himself in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, he is cognizant that breaking his fast without a valid reason is something that is prohibited. And also, he recognizes that fasting is a pillar of Islam. So as soon as he becomes Muslim, it is obligatory upon him to fast, to pray, and to carry out those things which Allah has made obligatory upon him. And it is obligatory upon him to do those things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded him with. Islam is based on these pillars, and it is not simply changing the name of a person's religion on official documents. No, Islam is acted upon. And when Jibreel alayhi salam, when he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Islam in the well-known hadith, the Prophet ﷺ replied that Islam is that you bear witness that nothing is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad ﷺ is his servant and messenger, and that you establish the prayer, and that you pay the zakat, and that you fast Ramadan, and that you make hajj if you have the means. So Islam is not simply a claim or empty hopes or statements. Rather, it is belief and action. It is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is leaving off disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Islam.